What to consider when considering home security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Everybody's woodworking for the weekend at the St. Louis Woodworking Show, coming to the Gateway Center in Collinsville this Friday through Sunday. And whether you're new to woodworking or you've been making projects for years, you don't want to miss this show. There are over 100 educational seminars absolutely free with admission and all the tools you'll need to get started on your next project. So don't miss the Woodworking Show this Friday through Sunday at the Gateway Center in Collinsville. And be sure to save $2 and buy your tickets online at thewoodworkingshows.com.
The Financial Symphony is a show that blends the worlds of music and finance together in one harmonious package. It features your local financial maestro, Jerry Means.
A lot of advisors out there are mainly giving accumulation advice or looking at the growth through your working years. You really need to take a look at, is your advisor giving you advice on preservation and distribution?
That's The Financial Symphony with Jerry Means every Sunday morning at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger-looking good.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on doorstep. Just direct your feet to the funny side of the street.
And a lot of people are wondering, when did he have an opera singer
and that happy
sing that opening thing? That was me.
Life can
what?
Be so
yeah, that was me. That was me doing it like an opera singer.
Wow.
I used to walk in the shade
with those blues on parade.
That was me right then.
Yeah.
He thought it was like Pavarotti or somebody.
This rover.
I ain't listening to you no more.
Well, you don't have to, Mike. You never did like it. You made that clear.
I'll be
that was Mike. Yep. Mike Dorsey.
Gold
hated the show from day one.
On the sunny side of the street.
Hey, look who's here. Muttley.
Hey, how you doing?
How long have you been trying to shake this?
Since like Thursday.
No. Before then, you were having issues at least a week ago or more. Now, apparently...
You had a cold for a while, right? But
yeah.
You're not sure if this is a cold again.
No.
Or allergy.
Yeah, my head's not...
Your head's not.
No, it's
head's
not.
Head's not.
Yeah, my head's not clogged up.
Well, that is head snot when your head's clogged up.
No, it's not clogged up.
You know, I tried to tell you, it sounds like a brain tumor.
Yeah.
Have you seen the brain tumor guy yet? No.
No, I'm going to go tomorrow.
Do you have an MRI of your head? No. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I have, and they found nothing.
See, that's not even, that's so old. Oh, my God. Yeah. Get Rodney Dangerfield on the phone from heaven and tell him somebody is redoing his material. Call Henny Youngman in heaven. Yeah, they did. They found nothing. Now, is this your favorite joke? Sounds bad, feels great, sort of similar?
You
don't feel bad. You don't feel bad,
no,
right?
No, you don't feel bad. I just sound bad.
Well, this is your payback for sounding great for so many years. I've always told you got the best voice in the room. This is your punishment.
Right.
It's your punishment for upstaging me and Peon.
Oh, man.
Payback. Payback's a bitch, as they say.
Yeah, it is.
Everything that can be said has been said about the Super Bowl, but I will tell you something. As a guy who's not much of a sports guy, I watch more tennis than anything else. I'm so glad I stayed with the whole game because Mark Wahlberg, a giant Boston guy, Patriots fan, got up and left. Now, he says it's because his kid was sick. I'm not buying it. I don't think he could stand the pain at halftime of seeing that 28-3. He had a kid. kill him. So
I missed the whole comeback, too. I left my...
And I'm so glad I didn't, because I thought, look, if no game in history has ever even come back from a 14-point deficit at halftime, then, my goodness, there's no way. And... unbelievable. Now the one good, I'm sure there are lots of good things if you're a Patriots fan, but boy, did I enjoy watching them boo Roger Goodell. They almost booed him out of that place. It was so loud.
That was great.
That was fantastic. And you know, Kraft got his dig in by just saying, I think everybody's been through the last couple of years. I don't need to say any more. Self-explanatory. That was his way of going, gotcha, Roger. So it was, I don't know sports, but when they say the Super Bowl of Super Bowl, yeah. And it went from being... wow, this is getting boring, and who'd have thought it? To people you know high-fiving and jumping up and down because they had bet against a Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
And, oh, my goodness, they're thinking, we're rolling in dough. We are rolling in dough.
Well, I think most of the people that are not necessarily rooting for either team, they just want to see a close game. So, yeah, when it was 28-3, it was boring. Like
but this is proof.
The first three-fourths of the game was boring.
This is proof that it does not have to be a close game. Until the last quarter.
Right.
Wow, I'm glad I didn't leave it. And then, you know, they're down there like, I don't know, 5 yards from the goal line or something. And that pass that in the end zone, he missed it. I thought, okay, all right. But that was only the first down. It was a first down a pitch. So I thought, well, they got three more. They can get in. And sure enough, on the next one. And how about a couple of those catches where they had to replay it to just believe? So they couldn't even believe what they had seen. Just, I mean, where... And if it had been off, left, right, up, down by an inch, it would have been
incomplete
pass. Yes. And then the one, I forgot, look, I don't know the player's name. He hits the ground, but they replayed it. He had his hand under the ball. It didn't touch the ground. Just all that stuff. But you kept watching Brady get everything from getting sacked to incomplete. And you just thought, what happened? He's off his game. What the heck happened to him? And I don't know. And it wasn't even right at the beginning of the second half. It was more like that fourth quarter something
just
happened. It's like the Falcons started to fall apart as the Patriots came back. It was. Well, I'm so glad I didn't leave. And I know that lots of people, probably if they're at a Super Bowl party, that's when they started just talking and drinking until somebody went, shh, shh, hey, you better come over here and look at this. Hey, come here. Something's happening here. And then everybody puts their chips down and gets back around the TV going, I can't believe this. Yeah, it was something. And I am now officially a Lady Gaga fan. I got to tell you something. That was a great halftime show. No politics.
No lip syncing.
No lip syncing. No introducing some goofy rap singer nobody cared about. You know how they'll bring out a special guest star and it kind of ruins the whole act? None of that. She carried the whole thing. It was dramatic. How about those drones?
Yes, I heard about it later. I didn't get to see. I missed it, but
I thought it was some kind of just sort of hang up there forever fireworks. It was drones.
Yeah, 300.
But they weren't.
Them.
They weren't live. They tricked us.
Oh, they had filmed it already.
Yes, that was put back there from an early. But you think about it. That's awfully risky to do live to synchronize even with a computer. 300 drones.
Oh, sure. There. And I wonder how much it was live with her jumping off the.
I think
jumping off the stadium. Or...
I think that was the real
deal. Oh, yeah, she had...
What, Muttley?
Yeah, she had the wires on her. You could see,
Oh, I believe that was all live. I couldn't figure out at first where she was. I thought, where the heck is she? She's on top of some... She was on top of the stadium.
They
couldn't open the dome for the flyover, but they opened it for her. That's power, buddy. That's clout. Or that's somebody shaking a lot of money. And we all know the NFL, they'll do anything for money, including exploit veterans, as we found out.
Yeah.
Wounded soldiers, wounded military personnel. So, yeah, I guess if Gaga's people said, okay, we'll give you an extra $200,000 if you open the dome. Oh, okay, then we'll open it. And they're unbelievable. But it was a good. Now, a couple of things. Welcome. Let me welcome everybody. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon. It is February. That's how you have to pronounce it. I'll be glad when it's over, just so I don't have to keep saying that. 6th, 2017, A.D., Anno Domini, year of our Lord. Also known as another sleepy, dusty Delta day. It's not the 6th of February. It's the 3rd of June. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Now I got it. So, just a couple other comments, and then I'll let it go. Unless somebody else has something to say. Alfa Romeo. I don't think we've had an Alfa Romeo dealer here for 20 years, but apparently they're coming back. Their dealerships are opening. They're bringing them back. Now, I don't know why. I don't know if they've merged like Chrysler did with Fiat. I don't know. I've only had one Italian car in my life, and that was a Fiat. And I regretted buying it a week after I got it. So that was kind of interesting to see Alfa Romeo commercials. And I'm glad we're not going to have to hear these words anymore. The big game.
Oh, my goodness.
You're sick of hearing it. And here's the thing. Goofy news people and sports people, and I've heard it. I heard it right here on our station. I've heard it other places in St. Louis. They would say the big game, not realizing it's okay to say Super Bowl. You just can't do it in a commercial.
Yeah.
If you're you know, somehow capitalizing off, be sure to get a big screen TV at Best Buy to watch the Super Bowl. You can't do that. But they're saying the big game in a newscast.
I know they did.
Idiots.
This morning.
Yeah, stupid. You don't have to do that. But I'm tired of hearing the big game. I'm just tired of hearing that. And I had one other thing. I read maybe the stupidest comment, and I think I know who said it, but I'm not going to share who said it because it'll make some people mad, because it was, let's just say, a religious leader who said something to the effect that, see, the Super Bowl, it proves it. We can all come together and be civil and unified. And the Super Bowl proves that people can all get along, and we could have world peace. What are you, nuts?
World peace.
We had a Super Bowl where people got along and nothing happened to the game before there was 9/11. And then guess what? 9/11 happened. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard. The Super Bowl is in no way a symbol that we can all come together in peace and harmony.
No,
it's not.
Talking about the players and the fans.
No, he's talking about the Patriots and Falcons, no incidents. They all got along. That all races were there, and everybody. It's a football game.
Yeah.
It's not a war over territory or, you know, ideology. It's stupid. What a stupid comment. Oh, and one last thing.
And whoever said that is an idiot.
What is it, Mudley? What, Mudley?
Whoever said that is an idiot, because everybody knows it's the Stanley Cup that brings everyone together.
Well, of course
together.
That's it, Dan.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody. When we introduce him in the playoffs, we have to do that. Now, look, folks, you know who I am. You know how I am about commercials, and I just, oh my goodness, Peon will tell you off the air, I drive these guys nuts, because I'm in disbelief sometimes at what I hear. And I'll give you an example of one I just heard minutes ago. We play it, other stations play it. I just think, how is anybody listening this stupid? But before that, look, I've made fun of the Chevy commercial, Find New Roads. That's the dumbest slogan. One of the dumbest slogans I've ever heard. What does that even mean, find new roads? Does it mean go off-road in your... No, we don't know what it means. How about, though, the Subaru thing? Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. Hmm. What?
What?
That's their slogan. What does that mean? Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. That says nothing about the vehicle, how it's made, or... It doesn't mean anything. Now, the big one. The big one we're running. Not the big game. I said the big one. We're running a commercial. It's not just us. And look, radio stations will take just about anybody's money. And in the commercial, the announcer says that this particular product is flying off the shelf. In fact, he says, well, it's no wonder it's flying off the shelves. And immediately after that comment, he says, so we're sending out a free sample for a limited time. Why would you send a free sample if they're flying off the shelves? If you're selling them hand over fist. Hey, folks, do you actually think there has ever been in the history of entrepreneurial endeavors, do you think there's ever been any company or business person who said at a group of shareholders or people who run the company got together and go, look, we can barely keep this product. We've exceeded all expectations. Things are flying off the shelves. I think we should start giving it away. That's never happened.
Yeah.
It's never happened. So don't buy this stupid crap. Apparently people do, or they wouldn't run commercials like this. And then there are for the first 100 people who call, we have one of those that we've been running for 3 years that says for the first 100 people who call.
All right, I've heard that on other stations, too.
No, it's not just us. But nobody must be calling because they still haven't gotten the first 100 people after 3 years. Now, you could say, well, what they're doing is they're saying for the first 100 people who call every time. It's still stupid. It's still taking advantage of the lack of intelligence of people out there. Now, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right, let's start with Peon, and we'll take a break, and then we'll bring Muttley in here for his contribution.
All right.
What do you have, Peon?
Thank you.
You're
very
welcome.
Much. First thing, I'll stick with the Super Bowl, you pretty much covered everything else. But I love people that crunch data afterwards. So some guy he found out there was actual ball and play time, a total of 16 minutes and 4 seconds during the Super Bowl.
And who cares?
What do you mean? Who cares what, how much time ball the ball's in play? Well, just when you think about it, how long the...
I get what you're saying. Out of the whole time you're watching, it's only that much with the ball's in
play.
But I believe
commercials
that.
Were... an hour and 5 minutes of commercials. Everything else was 2 hours, 28 minutes, 41 seconds.
And by the way, back to ball and play, I would expect that to be far less than time the clock is running, because we know how much time that is.
Oh, yeah, so that's just ball and play. So, yeah, out of the 60 minutes the ball was in play, 16 minutes of the time. The longest play of the game was that interception for the touchdown. Falcons did. That was one of the early. That was the 15 seconds. That was the longest play of the entire game. There were 178 plays. Average play only lasts about 5.5 seconds. Approximately 130 30-second commercials. So, if you do the math, each one was 5 million. So that's a gross of $650 million.
Ooh.
Or
hold on a minute. How many minutes?
130 30-second commercials, and each one sold for $5 million.
Okay.
So it says here that's a gross of $650 million.
Wow.
Or $667,000 per second that the ball was in play.
Wow.
Yeah, I just thought that was interesting. And
my commercials that I do don't even cost that much.
And the last thing I have, I saw these this clip of these news people. We always see these before, how they try to explain usually the texting acronyms, like this one means, if you see
PGYTR
on your team's phone, be careful because it's a code for this and that. But these two guys are trying to discuss emojis and what emojis mean. And so here you have to see, because you just have to, how clueless they are.
Do you use those?
Every once in a while. I'm not...
You're gay. That means you're gay.
It does. So here, I'll just play the audio here. It's pretty funny.
Some as a secret code that we as parents can't necessarily figure out. Often, it's a combination of emojis, like a face with a zipper along with a couple. This could mean don't tell your parents what we're going to do. If it's a fox, just a simple fox emoji, that can mean let's go sneak out of the house. Now,
how did you gather that?
Now, this guy, in his mind, this
right,
was...
Right, exactly. Yeah. Everything's going to be nefarious here.
All right.
Well, a skull, arrow, and a flame, that can be someone saying to someone, I hope you die in a fire. Now, as parents,
oh my
we can look at this, we have no idea, but this can obviously lead to cyberbullying, and cyber experts say predators online may use some of these codes as a way to begin communication with young people. And they really say you have to tell your kids you want to look at their phones and talk to them about some of this stuff. Again, some of the most basic apps can have secret meanings, so we're putting Matt Lorch to the test here. For instance, if I text you a flower, what would you think?
That's a hibiscus flower. I don't know if that makes a difference. I have no idea what that would be.
This could mean drugs.
Oh, my goodness.
It could mean drugs.
It could mean anything.
All right, here
we go. Let's get some drugs. Yeah, let's take a look at another one drugs. Here. Just a frog.
What could that mean?
Hop on over to my place. That's a good guess. It could be that, but to some kids and their codes, this could mean you're ugly. I'm telling you, you're ugly by using this frog.
You're ugly.
Frogs are bullying.
Yeah. And then the eyes.
I'm watching you. I'm outside your place watching you right
that
now.
That could be one, yeah, but this is getting into the sexting area. This can also mean send me pictures of you naked.
Oh, my God.
Getting some concerns, and these are things that we don't comprehend the kids could be doing using emojis on their phone.
Wow, thank goodness he pointed this out to us, because we would have no idea what if you saw a frog on your kid's phone.
What I thought they were going to say? Hallucinogenic.
I did, too. That's what I thought immediately.
What, muddling?
Lick the frog.
I love the flower one. It could mean drugs.
Yeah. Oh,
it could
boy.
Mean, yeah. Let's get
sure,
some drugs.
It sure could.
That was it, though. That was
Do you remember, Peon wouldn't remember this, but Dan might. Back when everybody was talking about LSD and Quaaludes and before ecstasy, they'd say that they would tie almost anything to hallucinogen. Well, they're smoking banana peels.
Oh, you know, yeah.
And that was the big one was, well, yeah, be careful. Don't leave the banana peels in the kitchen and the trash. Kids will smoke them.
Yeah, and they hallucinate.
I don't know that anybody ever actually even smoked a banana peel. But, what is the deal? It's a certain frog. If you lick the skin. I mean, it's actually true.
If you lick
it, yeah, I can't remember the name of that one.
But you'll go out of your mind or something and have some wild acid-like trip. Was there anything more?
That was all I had.
Mutt, did you have anything?
Yeah, I do.
Well, actually. Hang on. Save your voice. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear from Muttley Strauss and see what he has to offer. I will invite everybody who is willing to accept the invitation to join me at where I go to the dentist, and that's Ballast Dental Care. Join me, become a patient. I may run into you there. I'm there twice a year, and I think over a period of years, there's a chance. I've done it with many listeners. I've been in there, and I've been in the waiting room. And sure enough, it's hard to go and not run into somebody. That's how many people who are AM and the PM have become Ballast Dental Care patients. Now, you don't have to go to the dentist. This is one of those things in your life that you could go through life and never go to the dentist. I've seen some people that I think have never been to the dentist. You watch those National Geographic or those tribal people who still have spears and dance around, and I don't think they've ever been to the dentist. They also have one tooth. I think there are people in this country who've made the decision to never go to the dentist. It's like you don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to. You go to jail, but you don't have to. And you don't have to go to the dentist. I think most people with half a brain realize it's a pretty good idea to go to the dentist. Not everybody goes twice a year. You should. At least they say you should. You know who says that? The dentist. Maybe once a year. Look, that's all up to you. But what you cannot deny is if you put it off for too long, now you have a problem. Now you have a problem that is, the longer you wait, is going to become more expensive, and the work is going to become more extensive. extensive. And I just made that up not long ago. I just thought, hey, those are two good words, extensive and expensive. Ballast Dental Care. I'm going to give you that name, and I'm going to keep giving you that name until they tell me to stop, until they say, we don't want to be a part of this anymore, because eventually, even you longtime holdouts, it'll get to you. And you'll someday, some way, some time, you will say, that's it. I have to call him on this. I have to see. And I'll grit my teeth, and I'll go in there, and I'll be sweating, and I'll be scared, and I'll have an upset stomach, but I'm just going to charge on through. And I hope he's right. And I am. And you will realize after a few minutes there, you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to be nervous. You have an upset stomach. You don't have to have anxiety. You'll actually look forward to the next appointment. You'll see. But you're not going to see till you make an appointment. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Meet me.
All righty, let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Weil. And Tim?
Not much going on, Dan. Just a little bit of a slowdown on southbound 270 between 40 and Manchester. After that, it looks pretty good. They are doing some road work, though. It sounds like on the off-ramp from the page extension at 364 at Mugi Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Sam's Club. Sam's Club members get incredible savings every time you shop in-club or at samsclub.com. Like $1 off Caracara oranges, $3 off emergency variety packs, and $4 off a case of Fiji water. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
This is the Big 550.
Yeah, baby.
KTRS.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Anybody out there have dentures? Anybody out there thinking about getting dentures? And anybody thinking about dental implants? Well, I'm here to tell you that before you take one more step in that direction, you need to call Bowen Dental Care. At Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain all of your options when it comes to dental implants. In fact, if you have dentures right now, for the next 30 years, those dentures are going to be flopping around your mouth. It doesn't have to be like that. Some people will tell you dental implants cost $25,000, but at Bowen Dental Care, he will sit you down and explain to you that it doesn't necessarily have to cost you $25,000. There are other options for you when it comes to dental implants. Many people are calling Dr. Bowen as a first opinion, and many people are calling them as a second opinion and hearing great results. Call Bowen Dental Care for all of your dental implants needs, 314-921-3500 or Bowen Dental Care.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My water heater broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowners insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my water heater?
Sorry.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. That's 1-800-700-5984. 1-800-700-5984.
Addiction can affect every family and every neighborhood. That's why there's ARCA. Find out more at ARCAMidwest.com. Whether your family is in the grips of a heroin addiction, maybe it's alcohol, maybe you're a working professional that has an addiction problem. ARCA has outpatient treatment programs as well as short-term and long-term programs to get you back up on your feet. I've seen it work myself. To find out more, 314-645-6840 or ArcaMidwest.com.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-300-3391. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-300-3391. That's 1-800-300-3391. 1-800-300-3391.
Don't be caught empty-handed. You want to buy something nice for Valentine's Day? Make sure you check out Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. Classic, traditional, stylish jewelry, including diamonds and pendants and earrings and everything else. Mike and Jim will take care of you. Don't go online. Don't go to a big box store. And don't go to anybody who buys in bulk. Lordo's Diamonds in the heart of Ladue. On Clayton Road, right where the old Bush's Grove was. Lordo's Diamonds or lordosdiamonds.com.
Hi, folks. Bob Candace here of Candice's Restaurant with some great news for Valentine's Day. Candice's will be celebrating Friday through Valentine's Day with specials like pan-roasted grouper with seafood risotto or filet with langusta supremo topped with a 5-ounce lobster tail. On Valentine's Day, all ladies will receive a flower and we'll have live entertainment all weekend long. Be sure to stop by Candice's located at Holloway in Manchester. See our website at candices.net. Candice's, because you love great food.
Weekday mornings at 6:35, Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. We have a situation here. I will just be brutally honest with you. Our newest advertiser is Simple Self Storage, and two ways we lose this business, two ways we don't have them anymore as an advertiser. One, we don't move any units, any storage units. Two, we move them all, and then they don't need to be on the air. I'd like to go with B. We move them all, and they no longer need to advertise. It's that good news, bad news thing. But we're not renting these as quickly as I would like for us to. And I'm not sure I understand why. MD Health and Wellness comes on, and in 1 month, 4 weeks, we quadruple the number of people losing weight. Now, maybe nobody needs a storage unit. I don't believe that's true. So let me repeat why I think you should really take a good look at Simple Self-Storage on Eugene Avenue in South St. Louis. The rent is guaranteed to never go up. Your second month is free. Whether your stuff, as George Carlin used to talk about, is being stored for 2 months or 8 months or 6 years, second month is free. If you're there 4 months, after that it goes down 5%. If you're there 8 months, after that it goes down 10%. And 12 months or more, it goes down 15%. And again, it's guaranteed to never go up. Clean. I mean really clean. Safe. Really safe. Secure. Tremendous surveillance. Units from 4x7 to 10x25. LED lights around the entire building exterior that are activated automatically when it gets dark. Places lit up like a Christmas tree at night. And once you're inside the hallways, because everything is enclosed inside, lights are motion activated and come on automatically when anyone walks down the hall or through the building. And that's all day, every day of every week of every year. Now, some units, and there are 57, that's all, 57 units, over 20 are gone. It's not good enough for me. I want to rent these things. Some places you go, you have no other option except here is your space, your cubic thing, and you put your stuff in there, and how you stack it or put it in is up to you. And they decided to make available as an option shelving. And they'll talk to you about this, if you need shelving and how much. These will be sturdy wooden shelves available as an option to anybody who wants them. I don't know what more you want in a storage facility. I know that some are dumps, some are dangerous, some are unsafe. With some, there's moisture, dampness, they stink, your stuff's going to rot. And certainly there are others that are clean, and the places are safe. This is one of those. It's called Simple Self Storage. Make this guy happy, Tom Earl. He's a good guy. Make us happy, and make us sad at the same time. Because when all 57 of these are gone, we lose an advertiser. But you never know. You never know. Maybe they'll build another one, or maybe something else will come along. Or maybe we'll be able to help them with a wait list of people who want their stuff to be safe and protected. Simple self-storage units. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com. And now we turn to Motley Strauss. That's what we call him because that's what he sounds like because he's got this horn. And I think it's getting worse today.
I know.
It's worse today. I talked to you earlier this morning. It wasn't quite this bad. And
really?
I feel your pain because I've been there. Let me say this about work ethic. Folks, it would have been real easy for Dan to call in and not have to fake it and do the Muttley voice.
Yeah.
Because he had no choice. He said, I can't make it in today. Much like Jim Carrey did, the guy who's on before us. He has a similar thing. I didn't come in today. How about Dan Strauss? Yeah. He's in here today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome, Mutt. What do you have for us?
The commercials on the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were horrible. I didn't.
They weren't horrible, but they've lost their way.
Not interesting.
Yeah.
They weren't anything like, wow, something that just jumped out.
They weren't the kind of things that people the next day everywhere were talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like everybody, oh my goodness, did you see that? No. In fact, let me give you one. The Melissa McCarthy one where she's falls in the glacier. Who is that for?
The whale and everything. I don't remember.
No, of course you don't.
No.
And that's part of the problem. When the Clydesdales pranced through the snow and the little horse was trying to become a Clydesdale or the little Shetland pony, you knew exactly who it was for. Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
And I always say, especially when you spend that kind of money, if people don't remember who you are, you just wasted your money. Now, I know who it was for because I kind of looked for that thing. But that was one example of a very entertaining commercial. Melissa McCarthy going through all that stuff on a tree and it gets cut down.
Oh.
It's funny. Most people don't know who it was for. And I know, Carl, if you do, I said most people.
Yeah, it was for a car, for eco. She's like saving the planet.
You just said you didn't know.
I just remembered it.
Uh-huh. So what else did you have?
And then my girlfriend Sandy had
Sandy.
Sandy had her friends in.
Was named something else.
No, Sandy. She had her friends in from Little Rock, Arkansas, over the weekend. Three of her friends, and they said,
"What are you dating him for? He sounds like Muttley."
Yeah, what the hell is wrong with you? We all went to see Menopause the Musical.
Okay.
Have you ever seen it?
No, of course not.
It's actually very funny.
I bet it's really funny to women.
Oh, the women. I was probably one of four or five guys in the entire
audience. Just like you were at the purse party and the Mary Kay on the picture.
Yes. Oh, yeah. One of four or five
you
guys
suckers.
In there. But it was extremely funny. But the women got a big kick out of it because it's all about menopause and everything. And they changed the words of all these popular songs and songs that you would know. I just thought it was funny.
Where was it?
Right across the hall here at the Westport Playhouse.
I heard somebody mention Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Yeah.
I saw that years ago. I have to tell you, I'm not a musical or play guy, but Pump Boys and Dinettes was very entertaining.
That's coming next, and I think we're going to go see that.
I might see that. I liked it.
Yeah. So I think that's what we're going to go see, Pump Boys and Dinettes.
Anything else?
That was it.
Did Muttley have a last name? I'm not familiar with that cartoon.
Muttley was the Snickering Hound. That was it. Muttley the Snickering Hound. And he'd go...
Wow, it's easy for you to do now. Isn't
I know.
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
An easy impression for you.
I know.
Anything else? No?
No, that was
it. Let's close the Burke segment. I got an email from somebody I went to high school with, and I only went 2 years to Waterloo High School. That was junior and senior year. I almost hate to say this because it kills me to say it because it just means I'm really old. The 50th reunion is coming up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. You ever been to a reunion?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. A peon?
Yes.
Hers or yours?
Mine. I'm trying to think of the last one I went to. It's been a while, but because we. Just,
I would go. I would go to my wife's reunion, but she's never been to one either. But I would go to hers, hoping to meet the loser who used to date her and lost her to me.
Yeah.
Because I think the point in going for a lot of people is to that how do you like me now kind of thing.
Oh,
you know
sure,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like the guy who was so good looking or captain of the team, and now he cleans up vomit somewhere at the hospital. And
he's really
not
fat.
That there's anything wrong with that, because, folks, I actually applied for that job. It's called an orderly. I applied for a job as an orderly at St. Elizabeth's Hospital in Belleville and got turned down. I wasn't even good enough to clean up vomit. Yeah. Boy, you don't think that was devastating. So I've never been to one. And I'm reluctant to say this, because now I'm going to get emails from somebody there. I'm probably not going to go, but I'm sort of thinking about it, but just barely. And I'm not sure why. I think it's because I'm hoping that a couple of people that I used to be really envious of have just fallen apart. There was one guy, and I'm not going to name his name, but he was that guy. He was on the football team. He looked like a movie star.
Mr. Popularity.
Yes, his hair was perfect. We'd go in the bathroom and redo our part in our hair, throw a little extra Brill cream in it. He didn't have to do anything. He had that hair that never got messed up, that kind of thick, curly hair. He was extremely handsome, tall. Girls, well, oh my goodness, he only dated the best-looking girls. He had a cute girl all the time. I'd like to go and see that right after high school, he developed a bunch of zits and, I don't know, just couldn't get a good job because he was stupid or something.
Or he went on life and he changed his name and he is now George Clooney.
Now, I don't, you know what, I don't think so, because I've heard some stories about what happened, and it's kind of what you, and not that this is right, it's kind of what you wanted to happen.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I don't
know.
Yeah,
usually it's the guys that was their peak in high school.
Yes, because they expect to waltz through life still being that guy. Well, that doesn't mean squat to your employer after you get out of high school. You're what? Captain of the football team? Well, good for you. Here, see if you can move this to this from this loading dock to this loading dock. That's all I care about. But I don't know. I can't. I think the other reason sometimes people go is if they're really successful. So I'm not a neurosurgeon or anything. But does that make sense? Like, you know, if you go back, there'll be that guy there who in the yearbook was most likely to succeed, but it wasn't you, yet you now head the fill-in-the-blank department at Wash U.
Right, yeah.
Or you invented something. You're just rolling in dough. Then do you have a chauffeur-driven limo pull up and let you out just to show off, or do you downplay it and wait till somebody else there brings it up and you act like, oh, shucks, I didn't want anybody to mention that. I don't know. It's.
I think you pull up in a limo.
I think you're right.
No matter what.
Do I have 2 minutes here, Peon?
I think maybe.
The reunion thing, somebody called a couple of weeks ago and said Fisher's Restaurant. They let us know that they were closing.
Right.
Fisher's Restaurant in Belleville. I used to be a busboy there. I will tell you that I was a great busboy, and I'll tell you why. And the reunion thing reminded me of it. I knew exactly what to say to get tips. And one night, Fisher's used to have banquet rooms like a lot of restaurants, and they would do a lot of, I don't know, birthdays, reunions, retirement parties and things. And there was a high school reunion one night, and they assigned me to be one of the busboys working the reunion. And there was a woman there, and I went up to her because she looked like she had a few bucks. And I said, can I help you find where you're supposed to be? And she said, no, I am where I'm supposed to be. I'm here for the reunion. I said, oh, there must be another reunion here. She said, what? And I said, no, this is for a 20-year high school reunion.
Oh, my goodness.
You are in the wrong place.
Oh, are you?
You're laying it on.
No. Oh, no, it gets great.
She bought all that?
Yes. And I said, let me help you find where you're supposed to be, because I didn't realize we have another reunion, but we must, because I just said, there's absolutely no way you've been out of high school for 20 years. And she said, wait right here.
Oh,
don't
goodness.
Move. She goes and gets her husband and brings him over and says, go ahead.
Repeat it.
No, she said, you tell him what you just told me. Now, so I did. Oh. This guy looked at me like if he could get me out in the parking lot, he would just beat
strangle
the complete
you?
Hell out of me.
Oh, yeah.
And when I said, I just said your wife looked like she couldn't possibly be in the right place because there's no way she's been out of high school for 20 years. And she just kind of nudged him and went, you tip him. And so he gave me like $5. She said, no, I mean, you tip him.
Oh,
so he now he really hates my guts. So he's handing me, I don't know, $10 or $20 or whatever it was. And she grabbed me by that cheek. You know that thing you do? She said, you know, you just made my night. You. And I just thought, okay, I found the secret. I found the key. And I did that. My goodness, I did it with grandmas. And some grandma was in there with her granddaughter. And she said, could she have an extra cherry? She had a Shirley Temple. I brought her a plate filled with cherries. Just, I said, here you go. You're so cute. You deserve more than one cherry. Grandma gave me a great big tip. Oh, yeah. I loved it. Until I had to quit. Because I wasn't going to clean up puke. Yet I ended up turning around applying for a job as an orderly in the hospital. Go figure, because I was desperate and I needed a job. Let's do some business so we can get the news and get Jose in here, because I have something I want to ask him. And I think it's something we've all encountered online. And the business we need to take care of is the business of kitchen and bath remodeling. And that would make it, if you're smart, the business of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. And when I say if you're smart, if you choose somebody else, it doesn't necessarily mean you're not smart. It just means I think you missed a great opportunity. And I think you could have possibly made a better choice, and that would be Thompson Price. We did it. We did it, not knowing anything about them, getting two other bids, compare apples to apples, look at all the facts, look at the proposals. Guess who won? They wouldn't win next time, because next time there won't be a competition. We won't call other people. We know who to call, because they've already done our kitchen. They did it many, many, many years ago, and it's still held up. They did our bathrooms many years ago, one at a time, about 2 years apart. I mean, we're not the Bushes or the Vanderbilts or the whatever, Kennedys or name of a wealthy family. So we had to kind of spread it out. But we don't regret it, and we got every dollar's worth. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, showroom in De Pere, about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester, or Thompson Price.